I turned round to look at her and saw that there was a faint flush in each of her cheeks. She was waving her little fan to and fro. Instead of looking at me, she fixed her eyes upon the other portfolio, which was leaning against the table. "Won't you show me that?" she asked with a little tremor in her voice. I could almost have believed she was agitated. "With pleasure," I answered, "if you are not tired." "No, I am not tired," she affirmed. "I like it. I love it." And as I took up the other portfolio, she laid her hand upon it, rubbing it softly. "And have you been here too?" she asked. On my opening the portfolio, it appeared that I had been there. One of the first photographs was a large view of the castle of Chillon on the Lake of Geneva. "Here?" I said. "I have been many a time. Is it not beautiful?" And I pointed to the perfect reflection of the rugged rocks and pointed towers in the clear, still water. She did not say, "Oh, enchanting," and push it away to see the next picture. She looked a while, and then she asked if it was not where Bonnivard, about whom Byron wrote, was confined. I assented, and tried to quote some of Byron's verses, but in this attempt I succeeded imperfectly. She fanned herself a moment, and then repeated the lines correctly, in a soft, flat, and yet agreeable voice. By the time she had finished, she was blushing. I complimented her and told her she was perfectly equipped for visiting Switzerland and Italy. She looked at me askance again, to see whether I was serious, and I added that if she wished to recognize Byron's descriptions, she must go abroad speedily. Europe was getting sadly dis-Byronized. "How soon must I go?" she asked. "Oh, I will give you 10 years. "I think I can go within 10 years, she answered very soberly. "Well," I said, "you will enjoy it immensely. You will find it very charming."